Well, I'm feeling very comfortable in this seat. No, this is not Paul W. Smith. This is Jamie Edmonds, but I've been covering the Detroit Grand Prix for many years now, and this is the fourth edition back downtown, and you can hear the roar of the practice cars going by, and I'm feeling at home. I can smell the fuel, I can hear the cars, and let's go. And someone I've interviewed quite a bit too is Michael Montride, Detroit Grand Prix president. Hey, old friend.
Hey, good to see you, Jamie.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for making the weather absolutely perfect for race weekend.
That was the only responsibility I had all weekend. It was the weather. I think I nailed it.
I know for a fact that's not your only responsibility. You wear many hats during the lead up to this race, and now here we are on race weekend. So we got the practice. We got the IMSA guys out there. I was going to say and gals, but the guys are there. So how are things? How's the track right now?
Track's great. I mean, we had some sessions out yesterday, a little bit of track cleanup yesterday. Long story that we don't need to go into, but
that's a hat you wore, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Literally. But it track's great. I mean, you can hear the cars. As you said, we got out right on time this morning at 8 a.m. and we're all day. So we have Indy Next coming up at 2 p.m. And then after that, first practice of the weekend for the NTT IndyCar Series. So we're excited.
Okay, cool. So I read an article that you were quoted in about the planning for all of this. That includes not only you guys, the Penske guys, but Detroit Police, the fire, the Downtown Detroit Partnership, and just figuring all of this out logistically, even though there's a template because we've been doing it here.
You know, it's interesting. This is our fourth year here in this general venue with the same racetrack. And no matter how much you plan and you think it's all going to go exactly like it did the year before, there's always something that comes in that's just slightly different. I mean, that's part of what makes street racing dynamic. There's always something that changes with the city or with the racetrack. This year, one of the changes was the winter, quite honestly. Like, we had a pretty harsh winter this year. And so, as you can imagine, the pavement moves more when it freezes and thaws and freezes and thaws. And that obviously impacts the racetrack and it impacts our roads. So we've done a lot of work on the racetrack, as you mentioned, Jamie, just to make it race professional race car worthy. So that's one of the things we deal with. Number of other things that are more logistical in nature, but there's always some changes going on. That's what keeps it exciting. But as far as the amenities for the guests and the fans and everything else, that's the fun part.
Well, let's talk about what fans can expect and the amenities that are out there. I mean, it warms my heart to see a family here right in front of us with these two little boys, double stroller. People are coming out to see what this is all about.
That is the coolest thing about the fifth, third free pre-day, right? I mean, people can come out and just really experience it. It's growing the next generation of fans, and someday those two little kids will bring their kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have all kinds of interactive displays and games in Hart Plaza. We expanded up Woodward even more this year, all the way up to Campus Martius. So Woodward, between Campus Martius and Spirit Plaza, is all programmed with the Meyer Fan Zone and a number of other displays. We have the Minions walking around out there. I don't know if you've seen
I think
Minions.
That'll kill with these two
exactly.
Driving by right here.
Exactly. The Minions are walking around. There are all kinds of fun stuff going on.
Okay, cool. And so how are ticket sales? Tomorrow and Sunday you have to have a ticket. Are there any available?
Yeah, absolutely. We have tickets available for both days, although Sunday is very, very slim. So if you want to come Sunday and experience it in the grandstands or on the rooftops, I would suggest going to DetroitGP.com as soon as you can. Saturday is also a very strong ticket. We have a couple more tickets available for Saturday than we do Sunday, which is typically the case. But we're up year over year. We've sold more tickets, more revenue, and it's what we need to keep this race going in the city, keep it relevant. And we feel like this weekend, the weekend after Memorial Day, we kind of deliver summer. We deliver the summer to the city. And, man, with this weather, we couldn't have hit it any better.
Nailed it. Totally. I also read that there are ambassadors in yellow jackets. So say you've never come down to the Grand Prix. There are people out there that will show you where to go, maybe where to park, where to walk around, and that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Our volunteer corps is just amazing. We have over 1,200 volunteers out there.
Whoa.
Some of those are the guest navigators you're talking about. We try to make it as easy for people to get around the venue as we can. We have an app. Detroit GP app is out there in your Apple store or your Android store, and that will help you navigate the venue. We have the navigators you mentioned that will help navigate the venue, and you can go in and out of the venue. We try to make it as easy as we can.
Yeah. 1.7 miles,
yep.
9 turns, mm-hmm. pretty exciting. And half of it you can see for free. You don't have to get a ticket tomorrow and Sunday if you don't want to.
That's correct. Yeah, we have over 50% of the racetrack is open and free just to come down and take a look. The vantage points are still really good. There aren't any seats there. But if you want to come down and just experience it, you've never been to a race before, I would suggest starting that way. Come on down and experience it, see the cars going by. And what you'll see on the track here is a really exciting race. We had record number of passes last year, 261 passes on track last year for our IndyCar race alone, and 181 of those per position. Those are both all-time records for our race here in Detroit.
Talk about the charitable aspect of it. There's the grand premiere where everyone puts on their fancy clothes, including you, and you raise some money for some good causes. In my experience, when it was a while ago, it was for the Belle Isle Conservancy. Now it's expanded the tent a bit.
Yeah, I think that's something that we don't talk enough about, quite frankly. We are a 501c3. I mean, we are a nonprofit. We're not here to make a profit. We're here to make a great event for the betterment of the city and the community. And one of those things we do is called the Grand Premiere. It's every Friday night. It's a great way to kick off the weekend. And we raise money for those five charities, as you mentioned. So as we moved back downtown, it gave us an opportunity to not only still support Belle Isle and everything that was great as we race on Belle Isle, but also four new charities in addition to the Belle Isle Conservancy. And we've raised, just at that event alone, over the 10 years we've been, or 12 years, sorry, we've been running it, just under $10 million. It's
wow.
been a great fundraiser. We've been to distribute, been able to distribute a ton of money to those really worthy charities.
I don't know what's public knowledge or not, but what happens when this place that we're sitting in, this Rensen, it looks different in a couple years?
That's a great question. I mean, I mentioned some of the challenges of street courses, and that's one of them, right? Development. You want the city to develop. When we were on Belle Isle, when we started running there in 2007, there weren't that many visitors. But when we left, it was the second most popular public park as far as the DNR goes,
right, state
in the
park.
Nation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to help cities develop and all those things. So we're a part of it. We have a seat at the table, and all of the stakeholders that make this event take place, whether it's the city, whether it's the state, whether it's, you know, MDOT, all of our sponsors, General Motors, Bedrock is a great sponsor of ours, of course, as well. We'll figure it out. We might have to tweak and adjust and pivot a little bit about, like, where Pit Lane is, for instance, mm-hmm. or whatever. But that's what a street circuit is. You become part of the city rather than overtaking the city.
Well, I think this has certainly been a part of the city. You've brought summer to the city of Detroit. Thank you very much, Michael Montra. I expect a great weekend, great weather, great racing, all of it.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Well, I'm happy to be here sitting in for Paul W. at the 2026 Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. Much more to come in this hour. We're going to talk to the director of marketing for Chevrolet Motorsports. We're going to talk to the big guy, too, Bud Danker. I'm sure he's going to roll in on his moped at any minute. Stick with us.